This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the state crop report says most of Illinois saw drier weather last week as precip averaged just over 4/10 of an inch for the state. Corn dough was at 91% compared to 88 last year, and corn dented was at 41% compared to 46 for the five-year average. Corn condition rated 4% very poor, 10% poor, 32% fair, 42% good, and 12% excellent. Soybean setting pods was at 92% compared to 88 last year. Soybean coloring was at 4%, and soybean condition rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 28% fair, 52% good, and 8% excellent. Well, local farmer Fred Emery, who farms near Carlinville in Macoupin County, says his crop conditions vary from field to field, as I'm sure they vary across the state as well, and he says there's still a lot of unknowns until harvest rolls around.
It's kind of weird this year. It's very variable. You've got your early plant corn. It looks pretty decent. Late plant corn is very, very iffy. We don't even know yet what it's going to do. Beans are all over the board. I can't give you an honest answer. It's frustrating. I've got the weediest beans I've ever had in my life, and I got some of the cleanest beans I've ever had. I'm hoping, I think we'll end up with crop insurance because of the price on corn before we're all done. Told the boy the other day, I figure we're going to do 125 acres of corn, and then we're going to be sitting here twiddling our thumbs because the rest of us are going to have to dry down quite a little bit.
Are your ears filling out at all yet? I've heard talk about some tip backs, so they're filling part of the way, but of course not all the way up to the tip of the ear. Or have you been out in your fields to look?
What I've seen, and I haven't seen a lot of it yet, but mine did fill. I'm a little bit surprised at the short ears. 32 long is a long year for me this year, and for that early corn, I was thinking it ought to be a lot better corn. Later corn, I think you'll see some tip back. It was still filling, and it was so hot, I believe you'll see tip back in it.
Talking about the beans, you said you've got fields that are free of weeds and then others that are full of them. Do you think that your beans are going to yield okay? I know a lot of people, that late rain that we got really saved the beans and helped them out.
I have never been able to guess a yield on a bean. You know, you look at them beans, and they're tall, and you go, boy, them's great beans, and then that little short one out yields it. So, Katie, I don't know what to tell you. It should be a good year for beans. It really should. If anything, the tall ones look like they ought to go down if we get a rain, and then it'll be hard to cut. I'm wondering what's going to happen with the dicamba damaged beans. They look like they've come out of it. It's going to be a wait. I wish I had an answer for you. As far as the weeds go, I use the same program everywhere. Some days it worked, other days not so much. I mean,
You mentioned the dicamba damage. So did you see that on a lot of acres or just maybe a small portion of your fields? Or tell us a little bit more.
I was lucky. I only had it on one field, and it's reminiscent of years ago when my neighbors would use 2,4-D on the corn. The first year I farmed, I had that, and I was just sick. I mean, it was terrible. And my uncle said, don't worry about it. It'll grow out of it. And it did. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way it looks this year also. But I'm more worried about what it's doing to the farmers for the other people thinking we're going to kill their grapes and flowers. And as far as beans, I think we can make it work between us farmers. But I'm afraid of regulations coming into it.
And once again, that report comes to us from Fred Emery of Macoupin County. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. Low commodity prices have made things tough by bringing down land values, tightening balance sheets, and increasing the stress level of America's producers. Unfortunately, that means farmers are continuing to take on more debt. The amount of outstanding farm debt is likely to reach an all-time high this year. Brent Gloy of Ag Economic Insights says if the debt level climbs another 5% from current levels, it will reach an all-time high. Milk Online says unlike the 1980s farm crisis, farm debt to asset ratios are still very low today in comparison. A Farmer Mac research expert says the amount of leverage on farms over the past several years remains low. USDA historical data shows that in spite of that large amount of debt, farmers are still in good position. The Economic Research Service shows debt to asset ratio is 14%. During the 80s, that same number reached a high of over 22%. The lowest point was back in 2012 at 11.3. Farm prices were very volatile ahead of the 1980s crash, which meant farmers didn't have an opportunity to stockpile assets. Going into this downturn, record-high commodity prices helped farmers get their financial houses set up before prices tumbled. Well, the Farm Journal Crop Tour this week will take another look at corn and soybean conditions across the Midwest as market prices slid last week. Jerry Golke of the Golke Group says if tour participants find fewer bushels than recent government predictions, the markets may have already seen its highest production numbers of the season. Golke tells Farm Journal's AgWeb.com he's hoping for positive results. If they come out of the field saying that government estimates might have been right, Golke says that's not going to look good. Commodity prices had a tough go last week as prices continued to drop thanks to rain reports in growing regions around the country, including North Dakota, where the drought has been at its most intense. And the Farm Journal Midwest Crop Tour will make its way from Indiana to Bloomington, Illinois, today. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.